face with a bow. The drummer relaxes and waits between shows for the cinnamon girl. A dreamer of pictures I run in the night. You see us together chasing the moonlight, my cinnamon girl.
This is Kim, and you're listening to Post Adolescence Glow on 91.5 FM WFO Medford Test Reaper Radio. Welcome back. This is our second week back, but this is our first, like, actual band we're having. Last week, there were some issues. We had lots of sickness, so we had Daniel and McKenna Tate come in, but now we got a full band. We have Layla Lamb and her band, so I'm just really excited. Yeah, if you guys want to introduce yourselves, and then we can get into it. Oh, shoot. Sorry, technical difficulty. We were just saying how we don't have technical difficulties, and now we are.
Hello.
Oh, you got it?
Yeah. It was an issue with the input.
Oh.
But I'm here now.
Okay.
Good morning.
Hi guys. Good morning. Good afternoon. It's actually a nice day, and it has been a nice day like the whole week. So that's a good sign. It's always a nice day for PAC. But yeah, if you guys want to introduce yourselves, or Layla, you can introduce everyone.
Oh goodness. Okay. Hi. I'm Layla. I'm on vocals. I have Grace on guitar, Ravi on electric guitar, Kira on drums, Demira on bass, Cole on the fiddle, baby. And we are the Slaughterhouse.
Amazing. Yes. So exciting. Okay, let's just get started. You guys just go right ahead and
All right.
Chat.
Okay, great. This first song is called Kumquats. It is unreleased. Yes.
Submit to you.
talking about the future. If I don't believe it, I'm not listening to you. And you know they can see us. Get off me. They can see us. Taste like kumquats, and you're talking about the future. And bite them all in, but I'm not listening to you. And you know they can see us. Get off me, they can see us.
Amazing.
Thank you.
I love that. So unique.
Thank you.
All your, oh my God, the key to, so wait. So everyone knows we have two kind of weird instruments in here. We have violin and a keytar. And this keytar is not your average keytar. It is like red and black. It looks like a weapon of mass destruction.
It's pretty epic. And she wields it like a weapon of mass destruction.
Yeah. It is pretty awesome. For everyone listening, that is what you're hearing. That was awesome. So that's unreleased.
Yeah, there are only two songs on this set list that are released on streaming platforms. Everything else is upon the mountain that I sit on of all unreleased music.
Right. So yeah, what is the plan for that?
There is an EP in the works. I think that the last song that we play tonight will be the first single that we drop, hopefully in the nearest future. The rest of the music is going to be compiled into an EP. It was originally supposed to come out earlier this fall, but when inspiration strikes, you must call.
True, exactly. And you guys go to Berkeley?
Yes, we all are Berkeley students.
Awesome.
Yes, that's how we all know each other. Half of us lived on the same floor when we our first year, and the rest were, you know, just high five my fiddle player there. We're through friends and such.
Awesome.
Yes.
That's so much fun. And what would you categorize your genre of music? I heard you guys kind of talking earlier, like, it's punk, but like, we have a violin, so what is it?
You know, I really never know what to say when I talk to people, and it really depends. I just had this conversation last night, though, with a friend, and they were like, I don't know, I would kind of describe it as art rock. And I kind of like that, kind of like Radiohead and that kind of vibe. I'm kind of into that. So we're saying art rock now. That's the new, that's the new term.
That definitely makes sense. I like that a lot.
Because I think it pulls from, I have a bunch of different kind of musical backgrounds. And I think it kind of bends into a couple of different pools there.
Yeah, totally. Okay, we'll keep going.
All right. Yes, ma'am. This next song is called Dog Tag. I've got your name around my neck. I'm down on all fours. You beckon me back. I'm running in circles, waiting outside your door. 'Cause I come when I'm called. Spelled out. Asleep at your feet, your heart in my teeth, your fingers inside my mouth. I want you to wash me, clean me, clothe me, wanna feel like I know you, knew you, who you were when you kicked me away. I clawed you to death, I begged you to stay. Do what you did, so I do you feel so big to me? So big to me, and you put the pain on my chest, and I'm fighting it off, 'cause I know you were just doing your best. You were doing your best. you back, I dragged you down, you lifted me up as I drowned. To throw a girl a bone and tell me what I did.
So you are clearly an amazing singer.
Oh, thank you.
I'm wondering, what is your vocal background?
I was stuffed into classical voice lessons when I was 5. So I was doing like opera and like Italian art songs and doing that for a majority of my childhood. I did musical theater in middle school. And then I did like, and now I'm doing mostly like rock is awesome. Kind of what I'm doing now.
Cool.
Yes.
Okay. Your mic is a little crackly, so we're going to make sure she's really in there.
Vibe check. Hello.
I think it's okay.
Okay.
Now, hopefully, if Daniel pushes it in nicely. That's pretty cool. 5. That's. Okay, wait. More.
Hello.
Okay, there all right. You are.
Cool, great. Thank you.
That's so when did you start like writing music then?
I mean, I think that I've kind of like always dabbled in it when I was younger. I think that I've written a few songs. I had like I had like a total of maybe 4 songs written when I was like in high school. It wasn't really until 2020 that I started writing music. Cause I was graduate high school class of 2020. And so right. I took a gap year and I was locked indoors like everybody else and I had nothing to do. So I just started like writing music a bunch.
Yeah.
And that's kind of when I started. So I say technically 4 years ago.
I see.
Yeah.
So that makes you a senior?
I should be already graduated, but I did because of the gap year. And then I did 2 years of community college.
Okay.
And I'm a transfer student now. So technically, I'm a sophomore baby.
Okay. Still got some time.
Yo, yes. And I'm milking it.
Oh, yeah. That's the way to go. I know. I'm like, can I just not graduate?
Yeah. I'm in like in the college lifestyle.
Yeah. Yeah. Can I just keep doing this? Okay, well, cool. Let's keep going.
Great. This next song is called Crisis.
A smile on my face, a girl without any name, and no one hears me screaming. I was raised without a god, alive without a cause. You do whatever you want, I'm just a cog in the machine. On the phone like blood on a knife, I cut to the bone and see what's inside. I'm louder on my knees, I got a mouth full of you like a prayer, and I'm begging please, begging please, begging please, begging please, give me out of here. I'm defeated, degraded, looking up to a sky or a man or a ceiling. So kick me to the curb, suck me while I'm dry, and hit me where it hurts, and kiss me when I cry. Your voice on the phone like blood on a knife, I cut to the bone, I see what's inside. Give me your fear, your love, your pride, give me your heart, your head, your eyes. I'll breathe it all in, I'll get real high, I'll think about I'm
Yeah, seriously, you have pipes.
Thank you.
Wow. I'm really enjoying this.
Thank you so much.
So what do you have already released in the world?
I have two songs, Residue, which we're playing in a few, and then Let Me Go, which is the first single that I ever released. Cool. And one's like a piano, very sad. It's like a demo. It's literally just me and a piano. And the other one is a little more like, it's a little more campy.
Mm-hmm. I see. Cool. So yeah, everyone will just have to...
You're going to have to give them a listen at Layla Lamb on Spotify or Apple Music.
Yes, yes.
Not YouTube Music, I think. Okay. But we'll change that for you.
Yes, and follow Post Lessons Glow on Instagram so that you can follow all of these artists that come on the show also, because everyone's amazing and everyone should be checking out their music.
Thank you for having us.
Of course. Thank you guys for coming. Okay, keep going.
All right, great.
I don't think of more questions.
Okay, great. This next song is called Split Apple. My heart is dead as dirt, a dove at your door. You think that I look better with my clothes on the floor. So I come in and I do as you please, 'cause I like how you feel between my knees. I'm tied up in your sheets, 10:30. I'm acting like I know your middle name. Over and over again, I leave my mark wrapped around your neck.
I feel like every song you're playing, I just like it better than the last one.
Thank you. That's good news. That's good to hear.
But I like them all.
Thank you.
I love all your songs equally.
Thank you so much.
Also, Madison. This is Madison in there. They can't hear me, but...
Hello, Madison.
Madison is taking pictures.
I'm Layla. Nice to meet you.
And
thank you for the pictures.
And you guys will have those shortly.
Score.
So
awesome.
Okay. Tell me about your writing process, your, like... practicing process. Do you like arrange everything for the full band? How do these songs
come alive? So I I write all the music. I produce all of it myself. And it kind of starts, because I usually start it on the piano, idea, notes app, kind of a whatever, basic song, bring it, produce it, kind of flesh it out, and then bring it to the band. I'll make a general lead sheet, but I kind of like to give the instrumentalists the opportunity to kind of play what it is that they hear and have. I feel like that's more fun for them as artists. It's fun for me, and it's also fun when I have different bands, because I have back home in LA, I have a different band, and this set, it's the same music, but it sounds completely different because they're different artists. And so the recorded music is kind of my own thing, but then when I bring it to a live setting, it's whatever they decide. And a lot of the music that I have written, I collaborate with my violinist Cole on, and he writes all of the string parts for me.
That's awesome. I love that.
Shout out Cole.
Yeah, shout out Cole. So you're from LA?
Yes.
I am from San Diego.
Oh,
we're
slay.
So close.
Oh my gosh. Let's get coffee sometime.
Yeah, we should.
West Coast.
Yes. That's super cool. So yeah, I really like that. And I mean, it's nice at Berkeley, y'all know what you're doing, so
yeah.
Everyone can really, like, you know.
It's been really great. I think that's my favorite part about, because I mean, you know, I don't know a lot of musicians that really are dreaming to go to college, but I think that mm-hmm. Berkeley puts us all in one place and right. like gives us the access to like be around people that speak our language, mm-hmm. which is like a big deficit when you make music or when you make certain like art, you got to find people around you that get that.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't do it yourself.
So it's been great there.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love that. What about like lyrics?
Like how do I write them, or like what is it thematically, or like
just,
what is it?
Yeah. How do you write them? Yeah. What's your process?
I think that, I've kind of been recently like in a kind of a writing lull, and mm-hmm. I like to welcome those, because I feel like when I have my worst writer's block is like kind of when I write my, and then the next thing I write is like mm-hmm. the best thing that I've ever written. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? But I tend to just kind of like write a bunch of stuff down in my notes app mm-hmm. and like anything I'm thinking of, somebody says something funny and I'm like, that's a bar, I'm writing that down. Like, or like I yeah. hear something or I read something or I think of something, it's all just goes into these like little, everything's a new notes app. And then I'll kind of sit, I'll open my phone and I'll sit at a piano and I'll kind of just hit record, and I'll sit at a piano for like sometimes like 5 hours, and I'll just like kind of piece together and like Frankenstein whatever mm-hmm. words are together and kind of come up with what it is that I want to.
Right.
It's pretty rare. And for the first few years of my writing, I wrote a lot of like hypothetical stuff, because mm. I didn't think that you needed to talk about your own personal stuff and drag people mm-hmm. that you have in your life through whatever art that you have in yeah. order to make art yeah. that's relatable. But I do think that my best stuff is my most honest stuff, and so now I'm kind of more in a like in an honest writing mood in this last year or so. So it's ever changing.
Yeah, I like that. I totally get that. I feel like it's definitely a lot harder to get to that point where you're actually writing honestly.
Yeah. It can be embarrassing.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm like, I don't not want to sing that. Like, y'all, this is corny. Like, I don't want to like,
totally.
I don't want anybody to know what I'm thinking or feeling.
No, embarrassment and like cringe factor is such a, at least for me and my like relationship with music, is like such a big block.
Yeah.
Which like you don't like talk about a lot. Like no one really talks about that, but I feel like that's such a big thing for a lot of people.
It's so necessary though, like it's yeah. kind of embarrassing, but like not really, especially if you're happy with what it is that you're putting out, mm-hmm. then it's authentic and it's real to you and people will listen to that. And my favorite part about like music and art in general is like what this song or what these words are going to mean to me is completely different than what it's going to mean to you, mm-hmm. what it's going to mean to my drummer, what it's going to mean to the guy outside, you know what I mean? Like everyone's mm-hmm. going to have their own interpretation of it, so it doesn't really matter what it is that I wrote about, because someone else is going to have their own story with it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I love that. You're like, you're always on the job, writing stuff down,
yeah.
collaging it together. That's super cool. That's how you take use of like inspiration. Okay. Let's keep going.
All right. Let's do, this next one is called American Spirit. We're going to slow it down for a moment. Get a little more emotional. And I'm Dolly, blue-eyed blondie, Southern California. Angelina
smoking marijuana, skin in your skin, tobacco tooth steeped inside, outside of the venue. You don't know who I am, but I think that I love you. Camera ready, curated casually, in the alley where you found your family, drinking whiskey and howling at the moon. American spirit, adrenaline junkie, broke or rich with too much money, spitting on your father's silver spoon. I watch you through the keyhole and I assume. French and hail, wide whale, you leave them all speechless. Never been one for tall tales, but still believe in Jesus. Down on my knees, I'm wishing upon a star. If you let me out, swallow your beating heart. Come and feed me, read and bleed me out. American spirit, adrenaline junkie, broke or with too much money, spitting out your father's silver spoon. I'll watch you through the keyhole and I swoon.
Amazing.
Thank you.
Okay, I think we have it figured out. My mom texted me very Gwen Stefani.
Gwen Stefani?
Yes.
Oh my God, thank you. Yes, high-fiving my fiddle player again. Thank you, Mom.
Yes.
Gwen Stefani, I love that.
Yeah, I would say, and then I was like, okay, maybe Radiohead and No Doubt had a baby.
I love that, because I especially love Gwen Stefani in her No Doubt days.
Yes.
Like, that's the moment.
Me too. Yes, and then maybe Lana Del Rey is like Ooh. The aunt.
Oh, okay, yes. She's a relative, yes. I love that. That's so funny. Thank
and
you.
Like, yeah, so that's what I have.
I'm writing
so far.
That down. That's going in the EPK.
Okay.
Thank you.
Perfect. I feel like that's so many bands and artists come on here and I'm like, what? Yeah, like, what is this? Like, how would you explain this to someone? And then we're like, like, what bands? And then we're like, so and so and so and so. This is a family tree. Like,
that's awesome.
So,
and that's great. I feel like when you can't figure out, when you can't exactly pinpoint what an artist is doing, I feel like that's really good news, because it means that they're kind of doing their own thing.
Totally.
And I think that's cool that you have a lot of those bands come here.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so many bands are Berkeley bands, and you guys are all amazing. So
we need somewhere to go. They don't have a Berkeley radio station anymore.
Yeah, that is
which is
shocking,
like, question mark. I wish I had the time. I was saying I wish I had the time and the passion to like build that from the ground up again.
Yeah,
but I need to convince somebody who has some time to like get on the radio station grind, because it's so necessary and needed.
Yeah, it is really interesting that, because I know that other people have told me that before, and I'm like, seriously? Like,
it's a no-brainer.
Yeah,
they used to have it, but COVID shut it down, and then they were kind of like, well, this is a jazz school.
Right.
Who needs the radio?
Yeah. Okay, let's do one more song and then we'll do a little PSA, because this is a radio station.
Oh, absolutely.
And then we'll just figure it out from there.
Okay, great. All right, this next one is called Residue. If you like it, the demo is on streaming platforms.
Close in your winter. noose or a necklace, a jewel and a pendant, and all that you said isn't what you meant. And every open road is a dead end. Just the way the cookie crumbles, isn't it? Where did the time go? It's so limited, limited. Cut me open and got me through. With my mind and with you, pull me out of the residue.
I love that.
Thank you.
So that's the one that is released.
Yes, but it's just a piano and me on it's a demo on the on the streaming platforms. This right. is the live version.
Ah, so cool. So on the topic of like radio and headphone. Oh wait, Chloe.
I keep kicking my headphone it's back okay. out of the way, it's and okay. then I lose you. I'm back. I'm clocked.
Let's actually do a PSA before I forget. All Chloe, right. are you prepared for that? I don't know if you are. Switch and do the PSA. If not, text me. I actually don't know where my phone is. Oh, let's hope.
Yes, I'm ready for the PSA. Okay. Autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England. If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or ride a bike. Use your feet to go places instead of your car. Enjoy the fall colors, breathe the fresh air, reduce stress, and improve your health. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Amazing. Thank you, Chloe. I think I'm back. On that note, okay, Chloe just did a PSA about like walking around and like, you know, biking and, you know, whatever. Anyways, I recently relearned how to ride a bike yesterday, 2 days ago.
Oh my God, so, congratulations.
Thanks everyone.
Is it as easy as they say to relearn?
Yeah, you know, I like kind of fell into a car. It was like a parked car, okay. but it was fine. Like I haven't really had any big casualties. I did wear yet. Loose sweatpants and my pants got stuck in my bike a few times. But
happens to the best of us.
Just a little fun anecdote about my life right now. But I'm enjoying it and my bike has a little basket. Anyways.
Cutesy.
What was it? Oh, on the topic of like live shows and radio shows, what is your guys's like schedule? Like how often do you do live shows? Do you do basement shows? What's the situation?
I'm so glad that you asked. So we have quite a few shows. I think we have one a month for the rest of the semester. We have most of them are at the Rockwell too, which is pretty fun. But we're opening for the band Being Dead on October 21st at the Rockwell. November 7th, we have a show, and December 4th, those are yet to be announced. But if you want to follow me on Instagram at NeedsPower, you can get all the details on that. We do not play any basement or DIY shows as of right now. So if anybody listening throws those or knows anybody that does, bang my line. Because we would love to do that. I think that's like my biggest dream out here is to do more DIY stuff. But it's not as, exactly. It's not as widespread and easy to get into. It's pretty selective.
Yeah, I was wondering that because, like, at Tufts, we have WFO, which is, like, this, and then we also host, like, live shows, and then we have Apple Jam to host live shows, and then...
I do follow Apple Jams. I'm a fan.
Cool.
Love you guys.
Yeah.
Hi.
And then we have, like, basement shows.
Yeah.
And so, and I know, like, Berkeley, you have, like, calf shows, and, like...
We do.
You guys all do your own stuff at, like, mm-hmm. actual venues and bars and stuff. But I was wondering if you guys have that, like, basement show vibe.
No, I would love to do that. It's kind of hard to infiltrate and get into, I think. It's kind of, if you know, you know. Mm-hmm. And I've applied to a bunch of places. It's something I would love to do. And I think it will happen in the future. But right now we're playing venues, which is also a really, really great experience. And it's way more accessible, I feel like, in Boston, in my experience, to have local bands play. And it's not as even like pay to play, whereas like in LA, I mean, it's LA. So everybody wants to try to, you know, play a show there. And so it's a lot harder. You have to have experience, but if you don't have experience, if nobody let you play, cause you don't have experience, it's like a, you know, it's kind of a whole thing. So I really do love playing out here, and being able to do venues is really amazing.
Yeah. 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 Cause like also Berkeley is more in Boston, and like, you guys are kind of in apartments, I feel.
Yes.
More, because everyone here you guys is in like houses. A house. Yeah.
That's not the house show vibe is not really happening in like Back Bay where Berkeley is, because we're all in these like teeny tiny apartments and nobody even has a living room most of the time. It's like just bedrooms and then like maybe a kitchen if you're lucky. And then there are people who like live in Austin who have like real houses sometimes. And then those are usually people who are like, this is a show house.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's not a big, it should be, I would love it for it to be, but it's not yet.
Yeah. It seems like from what I've learned about Berkeley and all you people is that like Berkeley is very, like you're very organized in like what's going on and like, which makes sense because it's like a music school. You're at an institution for this thing. But it seems like most people want or like see a need for more casual like music spaces or more like literally like underground music spaces.
I think that those are kind of what I've noticed too, is like those can be a fun, like it's a place where people can hang out, it's people who are like you can, it's something to do, like that's not as like it's not, you can like go and hang out in the, you know, living room or out back, or you can come down, there's music happening. I feel like it's more for people our age, and like sometimes it's cheaper, sometimes it's free, sometimes, you know what I mean, like it's more accessible for the younger people to go and do. But I think, you know, it would be it's I also think that probably post COVID is like bringing that kind of
there's a gradual
hopefully in the next few years it'll kind of maybe start picking up again, but you know, we need to start having house parties again. House shows.
Business opportunity for everyone. I don't know, my basement is house showable. I think we will be having, my band will be having a house show there soon, but maybe we can bring in some Berkeley people.
Hey, if you want to collab,
really crazy. that'd be
amazing.
I would love to. That'd be fun. Okay, keep going.
All right,
let's hear more.
This next one is called Hollywood Rot. It is about LA transplants. Love you guys.
Silver screen, give me girls and guns and booze, give me love, give me a dream, I'll take anything you choose. Speed me up, babe, slow me down, send me toward the moon, dust me off, spend it all before you lose it. Give me no and I'll take yes. Give me all that you got. Where's the Hollywood in you, baby? Shoot the Hollywood shot. Tower over and come in hot. Hollywood mediocre. Hollywood rot. Hollywood rot.
Hollywood rot.
In Maine,
You have got to record this stuff. Seriously.
It's just sitting. It's waiting.
So good. So unique. Like,
thank you.
And I just feel like, yeah, I don't know. I love that. Yeah, Madison was like, "Those, it's like show tune-y."
Thank
I love
you.
It. Like,
I think it gives away my theater kid background a little bit. I'll get out of a show and somebody will, and it's like I do mostly rock, and so I get out of this and I'm in my old get up and whatever, and mm-hmm. I come out and someone's like, "Did you used to do theater?" And yeah. I'm like, "Dang it!"
Yeah, I mean, it like you can hear it because of like the strength and control in your voice, but you don't have a theater voice.
That's good. Like, hey, and I love a theater voice.
Yeah.
But it's funny that like I have such a tell, and it's because the way that I write music, I feel like as well is very like that's very like, like it's very ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. What was I gonna say? I don't know. Yeah, you should like write a play or something with your music.
I think one day.
I don't know.
I want to like Mamma Mia my music.
Yes.
They can just take my discography.
Yeah, it can be
and
about
out
like
a story.
It can be about like a shepherd. Like, I don't know.
Let's get some coffee. Let's write this. Let's make it happen.
Last night I watched the original Muppets for the first time.
Oh.
So maybe it could be like Muppets vibe or like shepherd.
That's cute.
And the lamb go to Hollywood to like get rich and famous.
I love it. And it's camp. And we're making it happen.
There we go.
Copyright that.
Okay, keep going.
All right, this next song, I have it saved as like a keyboard smash, so we've just been calling it keyboard smash. All right, thank you.
Change. I am the worst person I know. Running target, lost in orbit, full of rage and full of. I am incapable of change. I am the worst person I know. Running target, lost in orbit, full of rage and full of. I am incapable of change. I am the worst person I know. Running target, starving artist, full of rage and full of. I am incapable of change. I am the worst person I know. Running target, starving artist, full of rage and full of. I am incapable of change. I am the worst person I know. Running target, lost in orbit, full of rage and full of. I am incapable of change. I am the worst person I know. Running target, little heartland, full of rage and full of. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. I am incapable of change. I am the worst person I know. Running target, lost in orbit, full of rage and full of. I am incapable of change. I am the worst person I know. Person I know. I am the worst person I know. Lost in orbit, full of rage and flow. I am incapable of change. I am the worst person I know. Running target, starving artist, full of rage and flow. I am incapable of change. I am the worst person I know. I'm the worst person I know. Running target, starving artist, full of rage and fun. I am incapable of change. I'm the worst person I am the worst person I know. I am the worst person I know.
I love that. Oh my god. Yeah, like this, like, oh my god, like a basement show. Like, this would be so much fun. Like, I want to dance and I want to watch you dance.
I want to dance. I've never used a mic stand ever. This is like, I'm trying to.
Oh, really?
I'm moving, I'm like holding onto it because I want to just like run around.
Yeah. Yeah, well, thank you for...
It's good. It's keeping me grounded.
Yes. yeah, I want to have you guys in my house. Like,
let's make it happen.
We should do this.
I'm in your walls.
Yeah, low-key, let's... Okay. Anyways. What was I going to say? I got a twinkle of, comparison. Oh my God. I don't remember. Madison is like, this is what Olivia Rodrigo wants to be.
Oh, please.
But
thank you.
you're, yeah. Okay.
That's very funny.
Oh my God, I'm so mad at myself. I always like, I have all these things I have to say, and then I'm like, okay, don't forget that. And then I come on here and I have the microphone and I forget everything. Okay, play another song.
All right, yes, ma'am.
This next one is called Finn. Tension, truth be told, I met you moments ago. I didn't even dress up. You took me to a diner and I let you. I warned I'm a force to be reckoned. Tell you a little about myself. So I cried in the car. You said you'd been published. A poet, a madman, a person. I said, I'm in love with a man who lives in London. And you just listened. I'm in love with a man who lives in London. My dinner, and I'll let you in. I ate it all. I'm hungry, sick to my stomach. I'll swallow you whole. I'm in love with a man who lives in London. Oh my God, a man in London.
Claps.
Thank you.
So much fun. And you guys are all like having so much fun. And I love
Thank you for having us. Thank you for letting us have fun.
Yeah, thank you. What I was going to say was jockstrap.
Oh,
like, not the same, but like
even
a lot of
that,
similar.
The thought of that means a lot to me.
Just like the like kind of like rock, electronic-ish vibe with the string. Yeah.
They're huge, like, they're a huge influence for me. Mm-hmm. I really, really adore them.
Yes.
Especially, like, I feel like you can kind of tell that a little bit more if you listen to, like, the next song we're going to play is Let Me Go, and that one's on streaming services. Yeah. And that one, like, is, it's not jockstrappy at all, but there's some, like, auto-tune elements and stuff that I definitely, like, wanted to pull from, like, their thing. So the fact that thought is even brought up when I'm playing is awesome. So thank you.
Yeah, of course. I love them. Okay, well, yeah, go ahead, and then everyone has to also listen on your streaming service of choice afterwards and compare.
Okay. All right, this one is called Let Me Go.
You're grasping at straws. You're spitting up dirt in the backyard. You get what you want, and I get what I need if I ask for it. Isn't that what you said? Swim in my head, light me a flame, close my mouth like a fist, leave me for dead or sharpen your aim. I've got a bone to pick. All you want from me, I've done everything you said. Let me go, let me go, let me go. What do you want from me? I've done everything you said. Let me go, let me go, please let me go. To blame, cause I've been waiting, I'll patiently plan along to a game I was destined to lose. You choose. Swim in my head, light me a flame, close my mouth like a fist. Ha! Leave me for dead or sharpen your aim. I've got a bone to pick.
That was amazing.
Thank you. Short but sweet.
Daniel's contribution is queen.
Thank you. Yes. We're hitting all the marks, guys. Thank you so much.
And shout out to Grace, right?
Yes.
On the guitar.
Grace on the guitar.
Yeah, because... Oh.
And it just imploded on her.
Oh, my God.
Her strap fell off.
Yeah. Amazing, number one. And number two, Grace has not had any headphones.
Zero headphones.
Like, has not been able to monitor anything.
Grace,
so
do you want to say hi?
Shout out.
Hi.
Yeah.
Thank you, Grace.
That's
round of applause for Grace.
Yes. Round of applause. Thank you for dealing with our incapabilities over here. But
we're making it work.
Yes, we're making it work.
This is a great setup too. This is amazing.
Yeah, we just fit everybody in there.
We're all squeezed in.
Oh yeah.
There's usually a seventh member. We usually have two guitarists.
That would have made it difficult.
And it would have been even more tight in here.
Yes. Definitely. Well, awesome. Do you guys have anything else?
We have one last song.
Perfect.
Can we make that happen?
Yep. Go
right amazing.
Ahead.
This one is called Biter. This will be the next single that we drop. All right. I wanna love, but I can't touch you. Too scared of getting caught up in your teeth. And it cuts like a dull blade. I see you every night I go to sleep. And I know I'm getting older, but I feel young, I feel alive, and I feel free. Caged up in the corner, trying to fly without taking a leap. So put me in your mouth, I beg you, it'll stay the same. Look me in the eyes and tell me you don't. I don't want to know what they would think. And I'm too stubborn, burning rubber, sitting, suffering, just kissing the inner thighs of our in-between. And you swear that it's forever, but I promise it'll pass. Cause nothing good should ever dare ya, it'll stay.